I was on a retreat a couple years ago, and the priest on this retreat asked all of us a question, all of us seminarians. He said, "Men, how do you become holy? How do you become holy?" And he gave a very simple answer. He said, "Men, the way you become holy is to wear out your knees in prayer in front of the Blessed Sacrament and wear out the pages of the Gospels in your Bible." I'll say that again. I think that is amazing advice. How do we become holy? We become holy by wearing out our knees in front of the Blessed Sacrament and wearing out the pages of the Gospels in our Bibles. My friends, our homily series is focusing on the second part of that, to wear out the pages of our Gospels, to enter into Holy Scripture and recognize that God speaks to us today in ways that we have never heard before. We saw in our first week that we can throw out some of the objections, some of the blocks, some of the barriers that stand in the way of entering into Scripture. Scripture is not merely for academics, not merely for religious or theologians. It's for each one of us. We can all encounter Jesus in the Bible, in the Gospels. And we also recognize that Scripture is not some dead document. It is alive. It was written 2,000 years ago, yes. But the Holy Spirit speaks out of its pages. And the Holy Spirit is in us, telling us about the truth of Jesus, allowing us to grow closer to Him. My friends, every time we crack open a Bible, we never read it alone. The Holy Spirit is with us, reading right alongside us. So this takes us into this week. And the question that kind of leaps out at us as we kind of finish off this homily series is, Father Michael, Father Jim, how do we do this? How do we pray with Scripture? How do we read Scripture? I think it's interesting with our gospel today that we have this passage of the vine and the branches, where Jesus kind of commands his disciples, his apostles, the ones sent out into the world, if you would bear much fruit, and this is how my Father is glorified in heaven, that you bear much fruit. If you are to do this, you must remain in me. You must be attached to me as branches are to a vine. Who are the disciples today? Who are the apostles today but you and I? We are all sent out to be missionary disciples, one sent out into the world to preach the good news of Jesus, to show his love to every person. So these words, remain in me as I remain in you, are spoken to us. And one of the primary ways that we remain in Jesus, remain connected to the vine, is through His Word, through the Bible, especially through the Gospels. So we must always remain connected to Him. So let's examine two primary questions on the practicalities of how to read Scripture. First is to read the Bible. How do we read the Bible? Where do we start? And the second is, how do we pray with it? Well, several years ago, I was in India, and this one from China comes up to me and says, Michael, right, you follow this guy named Jesus. I heard about him on the news, but I know nothing about him. Could you tell me something? My friend, this woman from China did not know who Jesus was at all. Did not know that he was born 2,000 years ago. Did not know that he was the Son of God. Knew nothing. So I literally had to preach the gospel from the ground up. It was quite an exercise in trying to think, how am I supposed to approach this? So she said, is there something that I can learn about him? So I grabbed a Bible and I said, why don't you read this book? You know, this, if you want to read it, if you want to know about Jesus, you read this book. That was a mistake, just to let her just take it and go. She came back to me the next day and said, I started it. I started from page one and I didn't understand anything. I started reading about this weird creation story and it kind of restarted again, and then there was this ark and things. She had no idea starting from the beginning. So I said, okay, no, time out. Why don't we start from a different place? Let's not start what we call from the Old Testament. There's accounts from the creation of the world all the way up to Jesus. Why don't we start with the New Testament? Especially the four books that talk about Jesus' life, the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Let's start there. And my friends, if I were to give one piece of advice on reading the Bible, it is to start with the Gospels. Let's examine Jesus' life. Let's examine how he interacts with people, how he interacts with us. Let's examine and enter into his passion, the way he suffered for each one of us. Let's enter into the reaction of his disciples, of the apostles, when he rose again. This is where we should start from. This is chapter 1 for us. We start with the New Testament and start with the four Gospels. So this leads us into the second part. How do we begin praying with Scripture? Where do we start entering into the Word and making it a part of our lives, a part of our hearts? Well, Father Jim and I are kind of taking two different prayer methods and talking about them in our homilies. Father Jim is speaking about a type of prayer which you probably heard last week called Lectio Divina, where we enter into a passage of Scripture, oftentimes a dialogue from our Lord, and we ask the Lord, Lord, is there a passage, a word that leaps out at me? Something can speak to my heart. That is Lectio Divina. It literally means divine reading. The type of prayer that I like to do when I enter into Scripture is what I call entering into it, or using what I call a sacramental imagination to put myself in the story as one of the characters. And therefore, I get to interact with Jesus as if he was standing right there in front of me. And my friends, with the Holy Spirit, he is standing right in front of us. So instead of just describing what I do, I want to pray with you. So what I would invite you to do is please close your eyes. What we should always do before entering into prayer, especially prayer with Scripture, is we invite the Holy Spirit into our minds and hearts. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill our minds. Fill our hearts. Fill our imaginations with your grace and your peace. Allow us to interact and encounter Jesus in this passage of Scripture. Come, Holy Spirit. My friends, we are going to examine the passage, enter into the passage of the healing of the blind man Bartimaeus. Imagine that we are this blind man and that we cannot see Jesus, but do we imagine what the weather feels like? Is it a hot day out? Is there a breeze? What is the ground? Is there dirt on the ground? Is there perhaps grass on the ground that we can feel? What does the voices of the crowd sound like? What does the voice of Jesus sound like when he speaks to us? What are the yearning in our hearts to have our eyes opened? Imagine these things. Put ourselves in Scripture. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples in a large multitude, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. And he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, rise, he is calling to you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "Master, let me receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. My friends, you can open your eyes. Question I always ask whenever teaching this to people is, how vivid did you make this scene in your mind? Could you imagine the world, the space, the people's voices, the weather outside, what it was like to stand outside of Jericho and be this man? Were we able to imagine the yearning he has to see and to realize in the hope that this man, Jesus, is the one who can heal him? heal us. One of the things that stands out at me every time I read this is the fact that there is a whole crowd that stands between us and Jesus. Isn't it true that sometimes when we seek out the Lord, our culture, even the desires of our own hearts, stand in our way, and yet Jesus pushes through and says, bring him here, bring him to me. Our Lord wants us, wants to come to us. And the thing that really hits me in this passage, the thing I always go back to, and I could spend years, maybe my whole life, dwelling on it, is the question Jesus asks this man and asks each one of us. What do you want me to do for you? Have we thought about, my friends, the fact that Jesus wants to do something, all things for us? We all have desires deep in our hearts, and do we lift them up to him? Do we go to him honestly and say, this is my desire. I want you to answer it. I want you to answer my desire. Allow me to see. Give me healing. Give me forgiveness. Give me love. Answer me, Lord. I just think that is amazing that he just says to this man, what do you want me to do for you? And ask each one of us, what do you want me to do for you? The Holy Spirit speaks through that, my friends. He speaks through us. Ask the Lord. This is what draws out our prayers to him. I pray that whatever method of prayer you use, whether it's Lectio Divina, whether it's entering into Scripture, that we would have the courage now to go into Scripture, not be afraid of opening our Bibles and praying. I was talking with a woman last night after my homily, and she said, well, she kind of insinuated once again that, Father, will you have all this education? That's why you can read Scripture. That's why you can stand up here and talk about it. And I told her, when I do these prayer reflections, most of the time I have received no special lecture on them. I just go into Scripture and say, Lord, speak to me. Tell me what you want me to see. I'm asking all of us to do the same. We must enter into Scripture and ask the Lord, speak to me now as I know that you will. My friends, we should do this individually, and I suggest that we're going to do this as a parish. So one of the things we're moving towards as a parish is to have a kind of a different model of faith formation. Next year, we're going to try and implement a new model of faith formation where we go in, moving from reflection on the Scriptures. Our children will reflect on the Scriptures and then swing into Mass as a family. That we would make that connection between dwelling upon the Word of God and then encountering it in a powerful way here at Mass. Drawing together family, Mass, and the Bible all together. So as we get ready to do that as a parish, let us prepare our own hearts through reading the Bible. I pray that this homily series does not exhaust our desire for Scripture. Rather, it is we fling the door open. We see that the trail begins here, and that there is a huge world, a new adventure of encountering God open before us. My friends, let us seek out holiness. Let us seek out bearing fruit for the Father, for Jesus. How do we do that? To repeat the advice of my priest friend, we get on our knees, wear out our knees before the Blessed Sacrament, and wear out the pages of our Bible. Amen? Amen.